This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 29th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 15. It says there, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." End of quote. Jacob was running away for his life because he was not safe and secure in Beersheba, in his father's house. His older brother Esau hated him because his father blessed him. Esau said in his heart that he would kill his brother Jacob after his father's death, which was at hand. Therefore, their mother Rebekah said to Jacob to flee to her brother Laban's house and stay there until Esau's anger goes away. Isaac, his father, called Jacob and blessed him and asked him to go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Laban, his mother's brother. Now Jacob left Beersheba and went to Haran. On the way, it became night, and he had to stay in an open place all night. He placed his head on a stone and slept there. He had a dream that night. There was a ladder placed on the earth, but its top reached to heaven, and angels were ascending and descending on the ladder. The Lord stood above it and promised his divine presence with him and reiterated the unconditional promise he made to his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac about a future land, people, and worldwide blessings in and through the seed of Abraham. Genesis 12, 1-3. Then the Lord God said to him the words of the day. He said, "Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." End of quote. Beloved, what a promise from heaven to an estranged, afraid, runaway young man. Jacob lost the security of his house, love of his parents, the luxury of food and all that he had back in his father's home. Uncertainty, worries, hopelessness were filled in his heart. Here, when he was out there in an open place, carrying all these in a heavy heart and surrounded with dangers in the thick night hours, God's divine, unexpected presence and guidance were right there where he was. The ladder shows heaven's and God's connection with the man. My dear, God is not far away from you. Beloved, do you know he can set his divine presence right where you are? Are you facing problems and dangers? The God of Jacob will be your ever-present help and refuge. You see, all the religions of this world suggest people connecting to God by their good works and best efforts. However, the Bible says just the opposite. God connects with you where you are, right in the midst of your frustrations, issues, troubles, hopelessness, problems, and dangers, not based on your works and not based on your merit, but based on his grace and compassion and love. He sends his ladder from heaven to give you his word of promise. Not only he promises, he also delivers you from your problems as well. God delivered Jacob from all his problems, and after many years, as promised, God brought him back to his father's house. Do you know there is Jacob's ladder movie, Jacob's ladder planned, Jacob's ladder workout, Jacob's ladder RVC, Jacob's ladder string, Jacob's ladder piercing, machines, and many more? Why Jacob's ladder left a deep impression in people's heart over the centuries? It reminds the unconditional, unchanging promise of God, doesn't it? God gave the very best ladder from heaven to all of us in our messed up and confused condition, didn't he? What was it? Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. Listen, when Thomas asked Jesus, "How can we know the way?" Jesus answered and said this, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." End of quote. John 14, 5-6 says, "And also truly Jesus Christ is the ladder that promises unconditional and unchanging promise of forgiveness of all of your sins and crimes. And and it promises eternal life in heaven after your death. Dearly beloved, do you want to connect to God in heaven? You may say that you are messed up too much in your life. Listen, no mess up is hard for Him to clean. The more you are messed and you turn to Jesus with a repentant heart, the greater is His glory on your life. Come to the Savior as you are. You will be made brand new and He will clean you today. God says, "Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." End of quote. Would you trust in the promise of God today? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you and present me to you, Lord, with all my issues and problems. Lord, I want to get your divine presence all throughout my life. I believe in Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Please save me now and make me a brand new person. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.